If you have your Bibles today, open up to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, where we're going to be today. If you have your Bibles, open up to 2 Corinthians. Today we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Looking at verse 17. Just one verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The title of today's message is New Creation in Christ. New Creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Listen to it one more time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Let us bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you are an amazing God, Lord. You have done everything for us, Lord. It's just so wonderful, Lord, how much you love us. God, I just thank you today for bringing us all together here to celebrate your word, to be able to worship with you. God, I pray that you would touch our heart. We sang the song, He Touched Me. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch us today, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit would just roam freely in our services today, Lord. God, I pray that you would just use me as a messenger of your word, Lord. And you would bless all of us with the message that you have in store for us, God. If there's any burdens on anyone's heart, I pray, God, today is the day that they leave them at the foot of the cross. If there's any troubles in people's lives, God, I pray that today is the day they stop trying to solve them and they ask you for help, Lord. God, if today is the day, Lord, where somebody, they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, never accepted you, never have felt the love that only you can share, I pray that, God, today is the day that you break that wall down and you speak to their heart and they say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. God, we thank you for all that you do, but we thank you most for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. For it's in your holy and precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how many people in the congregation today has ever had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus? I mean, a personal encounter. Yeah, a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about a convicted heart. I'm talking about an answered prayer. I'm talking about a calling on your life. I'm talking about hearing God's voice or maybe seeing Him or hearing Him in a dream. How many of us have had that kind of encounter with Jesus Christ? Amen. You see, once you have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, something happens. Something happens. Something changes inside. You're not the same person anymore. Let me ask you a question today. What happened to the lame man when he met Jesus? What happened to the lame man when he met Jesus? He was changed. He was healed. He took up his mat and he walked, didn't he? What happened to Peter when he had an encounter with Jesus out on the sea? He walked on water, didn't he? What happened to Paul when he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus? He submitted, he gave his life to the Lord, and he faithfully followed him, and he even wrote most of the New Testament, which we're reading about today. Folks, you can't deny that when you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, something happens. Something happens.
Amen.
If I was to ask you, what is the greatest miracle of all time? What is the greatest miracle that you've ever seen? What is the greatest miracle that's ever happened? Some people would say, well, it's the birth of a baby. That's a beautiful miracle. Others might say, well, there's an impossible prayer that no one on earth could answer, but Jesus came through. Somebody might say, the biggest miracle I ever seen in my life was when I saw the healing of a person with a disease that was fatal. I saw a pain that had been resting in someone for years, and God just took that from him. Boy, Pastor, that is the greatest miracle I've ever seen. Folks, I want to talk about the biggest miracle that God has ever achieved today. The biggest miracle that God has ever achieved. No, it's not the first miracle that Jesus did, turning water into wine at the wedding of Cana. It's not that. It's not the parting of the Red Sea with Moses' staff. That was pretty impressive. But that's not the biggest miracle. It's not sending the plagues down on the Egyptian Pharaoh so that the Israelites could be let go. No, it's not that miracle either. It's not even the miracle of God blessing Abram when he was 100 years old and Sarah when she was 90 of having their baby. No, it wasn't that either. Folks, Jesus' biggest miracle isn't even raising Lazarus from the dead, if you'll believe that. Oh no, the miracle I'm talking about, it's much bigger than that. The miracle I'm talking about is taking a sinner like you and a sinner like me and turning us into a saint. Boy, that's a miracle. Is that a miracle? And Jesus did it. Folks, the biggest miracle Jesus ever did was he took your heart and he changed it. He changed it. I think the biggest miracle that God has ever done in our lives is change our life from being a sinner to a saint that's saved by grace through the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Folks, the Bible talks about these reasons that Jesus came. And people think, well, Jesus came to heal people and he came to raise people from the dead and he came to preach about his Father in heaven. You see, Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. That's what it says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. That's what he came to do. He came to change hearts. He came to change lives. And let me tell you, church, you and I, we're the reason that Jesus came down to earth. You and I, we're the reason that Jesus had to be crucified on that cross. But folks, Jesus is the reason that we're going to be able to go to heaven someday. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to be good. So I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for a changed life. I'm thankful that I'm not dead in my transgressions, that I'm not living that old sinful life anymore, that I'm a new creation in Christ. And I'm also thankful for the promises in the Bible. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get depressed. Sometimes I go through tough times, and I got to look through things in the Bible to help encourage me. I need to look and I need to say, God, what are some promises that you have for me? One of my favorite promises is found in Hebrews 13:5. It says that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I've had some friends, and I thought they were friends, but typically they're only my friends when they needed to move. You see, that's what happens when you buy a pickup truck. If any of you have pickup trucks, you will have friends.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, that's just what happens. But Jesus is a friend who's closer than a brother. He is someone who never leaves you nor forsakes you. What more could you ask for? What a great promise. It's one of the promises I like. Listen to this promise in Romans 10:9-10. Oh, this is beautiful. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Aren't you thankful for that promise? Oh, man. I'm thankful for the promise in 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. Does it say that he'll purify us from some unrighteousness? No, from all unrighteousness. If we are faithful and we ask for forgiveness and we repent, he'll take all that stuff away. That's a great promise to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the promise in Psalms 103, verse 12. He says, as far as the east is from the west. That's a long way. Said, so far, he has removed his transgressions or his sins from us. For the promise in Colossians 1, 13 and 14, listen to this, says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm especially thankful for what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old one has passed away. Amen. You see, folks, you know who you used to be and you know who you are today. And you can't take credit for that. That's because of the Lord Jesus giving you a heart transplant and changing you. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad the old creation has passed away. I'm glad as God has taken that jealous, that shy, that heartbroken, selfish Alan away and made me into a new creation. It's a miracle how God can take us from brokenness, from selfishness, from suffering, from living for the world, and he can change us into a person that lives for him. That's a miracle. He could change us into a person who puts others before our needs. He could change us into a person who prays for their enemies, a person who loves one another the way that we love ourselves. I guess what I'm trying to say is when Jesus changes us, he delivers us. And if you're here today and you're struggling with something in your life, I want you to know Jesus can deliver you from that too. Whatever you're struggling with in your life, Jesus can deliver you from that. I've seen Jesus deliver people from anger problems. I've seen Jesus deliver people from pornography problems. I've seen Jesus deliver people from abusive situations, from alcohol addictions and smoking addictions and drug addictions and food addictions. You name it, I've seen Jesus deliver people from those things. Folks, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Folks, Jesus can and wants to deliver you more than just from problems, though. You see, Jesus cares about your spiritual state and your physical state. I'll tell you, I've seen Jesus heal Sister Carol's back when she was on back medicine for over 10 years. And she didn't need to take any more. That's an answered prayer from God. I've seen Jesus take a little boy named Wyatt, who had a platelet cell count that was near death, where we were praying and praying and praying for this baby boy. Not baby, but... And God completely healed him. He's a normal kid. That's God. I've seen God take a person with cancer. There was life-threatening cancer and heal them. There was no more found on the radar. It was gone. And I've also seen God take people and heal people from cancer when he brought them to heaven. I've seen God take broken families and sew them together like a beautiful quilt. I've seen him take these things that are just shattered. And you know, I don't know how you fix things, but when I fix shattered things, I glue them together. God doesn't do that. When he takes that shattered thing up and he puts it together, it becomes something whole and brand new. You won't find a crack in it. I've seen God do that. I've seen him restore relationships. Folks, I can tell you firsthand, Jesus can deliver you from whatever you're struggling with today. Firsthand, I saw how Jesus took me, a shy person who used to hide in the bathroom during greeting time at church, and turned me into a bold man of God that is not afraid to preach God's word anywhere, in any country, in any place. If God can take me from a person who hides in the bathroom to a person who boldly proclaims his name, he can do anything with you. Folks, when you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, your life changes. And you know, it all starts in your mind and your heart. Jesus uses the most powerful force on earth to be able to get to you and me. And do you know what that force is? It's love. It's love. Every single one of us in this room, we want to be loved. We want to be special. We want to be cared about. And we want to be cared for. I love my wife. I do the best I can to take care of her, treat her in a good way. But Jesus takes care of her exponentially better than I ever could. Jesus never leaves you nor forsakes you. He loves you. Jesus' love reaches out to us. You say, well, Pastor, how does Jesus' love reach out to us? I think Jesus' love reaches out to us in different ways at different times based on what we're going through. I could tell you that love of Jesus, it may come out when you're praying to the Lord and you just hear him speak softly to you. We had talked about that a little bit earlier, Mike and I. That love can come from a friend, a person at the grocery store, that person that's in just the right place at just the right time to speak some words to you that you needed to hear. They don't even know what they're sharing with you and how it's changing your life. That's how Jesus' love can come to you. His love can come to you while you're listening to the radio, through a song, even if it's not a Christian song. God can show you his love through that. That love may come to you when you're singing a hymn that just touches the depths of your soul. A hymn like Till the Storm Passes By that touches Sister Alva. A hymn like Footprints of Jesus that just lights up Brother Lewis's heart. Hymns like Power in the Blood or He Arose that just shake Ron's foundation and just make him so happy to serve the Lord Jesus. Or maybe the hymn Further Along that gives Brother Larry hope in a time of need. That's how God shows us his love. That love might come from Jesus when you're reading the Bible and you can tell this passage of Scripture is just for you. Just for you. I remember Ariel looking through a hymnal one time. She was trying to figure out what to sing. And the song Something Beautiful she saw. That's a song that changed her life forever. Why? Because Jesus wanted to show her that he loved her. Jesus shows us in all kinds of ways that he loves us. Maybe that love will come while you hear a sermon. You hear your pastor preaching and it just gets a hold of your heart. You feel that pain and conviction like, God, I got this sin in my life and I got to get rid of it. I want it to be let go. And you feel that love, that heavy burden, and that plea for help. And you know God is saying, here I am. There's room at the cross. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're here today and you're in the congregation. And all your life you've been waiting to hear this message. You've been waiting to hear about how Jesus loves you, just like our kids sang this morning. How he wants to help you, how he wants to forgive you, how he wants to give you a new life and change your way of thinking. Today, folks, Jesus wants to give you a new heart. Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. And I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. If you don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, I want to invite you to come down and pray. There's no embarrassment in this. We all need Jesus in our life. I'm telling you that today is the day that can change your life forever. That life you used to be living for yourself with your selfish desires and your struggles and your addictions, it can be gone if you will just come down and give your life to the Lord. Stop trying to fight it yourself. That struggle you're dealing with, I want to tell you today, whatever it is, it's too heavy of a burden for you to carry yourself. You can't carry it. You weren't designed to carry it. You don't have the strength to carry it. So stop trying to fight that battle on your own. Come and give it to Jesus. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you need to come and lay that before his feet. You know, I look out at the congregation and I see tears in people's eyes. I see people hurting. Don't wait till the time invitation. If you want to come and pray now, come and pray. God is here. He wants to deliver you. Just like I said, he delivered people from alcohol addictions and drug addictions and abusive situations and places where you felt like you were never loved. God will take care of that for you. I promise that. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, I just don't feel like I'm worthy. I just don't think anybody can help me. I've been at that place before. I love my mother and father. And I know they love me. But I grew up in a drug-filled home. Drug parties, being locked in a garage for 3 days. Parents passed out at times. I know what it's like to live like that. I didn't know who God was, but I took my teddy bear named Frankie that my grandmother made for me, and boy, I think God gave him to me for this special purpose. And I just talked to him. I was 11, 12 years old, and I said, like, why am I going through this? Help me! I only wish somebody would have told me that there was a Jesus that I could have went to and laid my problems down. Folks, God will help you, I promise. He will change your life if you'll just let him. So don't come and say that you're not worthy, because you are. You're the only thing created in his likeness. You're the only thing he loved more than everything in the world. That's why he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross, was because he wanted you to live. He wanted to be with you forever in heaven. How long has it been since you just sat down at the Lord's feet and talked to him? How long has it been since you just sat down and said, God, I just want to pour my heart out to you? Folks, you don't have to wait. If God is working on your heart today, I really want you to come and pray and spend some time with the Lord Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, I'm a Christian. I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I got some struggles and I'm dealing with them. But you know what keeps coming up to my mind is, if I passed away today, would I go to heaven? That's the scariest thought you can have. I don't want you to leave here questioning that. God doesn't want you to leave here questioning that. Today is the day you can know you're going to heaven. You may have come in with a burdened heart, struggling with a sin, but today is the day you can have relief from that. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, all you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you'll be saved. It's with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, and that results in salvation. All you have to do is this. Admit you're a sinner, that you're not perfect, that you need forgiveness. And then you just confess before God. Ask him to help you not to sin anymore. Say, God, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. You got to believe in your heart that Jesus is who he said he is, that he's the Son of God, that he loves you, that he died on the cross for your sins, and that his blood is what cleanses you whiter than snow. But you see, the story would be sad if it ended there, but it didn't. Jesus didn't die there. He didn't die there, Ron. He didn't die there, Shannon. Oh no, our Lord and Savior isn't dead. He rose 3 days later, and he is now living. He appeared to over 5,000 people. He ate food with the disciples. Jesus is alive today. And he can help you with your struggles. All you got to do is confess, repent, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you've done that, you're on your way to heaven. You're going to go to a place where there's no more tears, there's no more sorrow, there's no more suffering. Everybody else that you know that accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they're going to be there too. That grandmother you missed, that father, that child, they're going to be there. That sister, they're going to be there waiting for you. If anybody needs to come pray, I'm going to give us a few minutes, kind of in part of the message, to just come and pray if you need to pray. God, help us, Lord. I know there's struggling hearts today, Lord. God, if there's somebody that needs to come and pray at the altars, I pray, God, you just give them the strength to do that, Lord. It can be scary to step outside, to get up off the pew and come down. Lord, I pray, God, that you would deliver us from whatever we're struggling with today. God, I pray, Lord, that you would take the burden from us. You would take the heartbreakingness from us. God, that you would just encourage us and you'd strengthen us, Lord. And God, you would turn us into the people that you want us to be, Lord. God, don't let us suffer anymore, but strengthen us. Lord, I pray if there's somebody here that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, today is the day they'll make that decision, Lord. God, I pray if there's somebody here that's struggling and they don't know if they're going to heaven or not, Lord, that they would talk to someone, that they would talk to you, God. Lord, that they would know when they leave here that they would go to heaven. God, I praise you, Lord, for the way that you change us. I pray you, God, for the way that you've made us into a new creation. God, and you've delivered us from sin, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for watching over us, Lord.